Well, Paul, first of all, clear up the goal for us. Whose was it?
A little bit like last week, you know. Billy and Cots are arguing over it, but you know, we've seen it again, and I think Billy's got the touch on it in the end. And you know, that's why we've brought him here. You know, he comes alive, he gets one chance and gets one goal, and strikers like that are at a premium at the minute, so we're delighted to have him.
Yeah, he'd had a fairly quiet game as well, hadn't he? That header in the first half, which was very close to breaking the deadlock, but apart from that, a quiet game, and then steps up with that little touch.
Yeah, he does, and you know, that's what he's all about. And you know, we played Blackburn a couple of weeks ago and lost 1-0 and created numerous chances, and we felt that sort of fox in the box sort of striker was the missing bit that we needed, and you know, Billy's came up trumps there.
In terms of the performance overall, give us your assessment of it.
I'm delighted because it was a scrappy game where we really had to dig deep, you know, and we've shown in the last week two sides of our game. You know, against Wigan last week, we got the ball down, we passed it, and looked a top team, you know, a top attacking team. Today was different, you know, with the weather conditions, with them having a change of manager. I knew that their players would be right up for it today, which usually happens when a manager changes, and knowing Barry Ferguson how I do, I knew they would be pumped up for it and they would put a lot of pressure physically on us, and we really had to dig deep, stay in the game, which I asked the boys to do. And you know, at times this season when we've 1-0 down, we've never really looked like getting back in it, so to come back and get the point was fantastic.
And your side seemed to have to ride a bit of a storm first 20-30 minutes. Blackpool probably on top, but then as the game went on, your side seemed to get stronger and stronger.
Yeah, we did, but we knew that would happen. You know, the Blackpool fans were creating a good atmosphere and try to get their team going, and we had to weather the storm, you know. And sometimes to play your football, you have to fight for the right first. That was a scrappy game, we know that. But you know, second half we got the ball down a little bit better, and they probably scored when we were having our best period. But we showed great character to get back in it.
How much did the conditions have an impact on it, do you feel, today? Because it is very blustery here at Bloomfield Road.
Yeah, it is, and you know, it was very hard for either team to get the ball down and play the stuff. I know Barry likes to play football, we like to play football, but sometimes you have to play the conditions. But I'm just delighted that we dug in and got the point, and more importantly, not our aim today was to come here and make sure we're out the bottom three come the final whistle, and we've done that, and we can really kick on now.
I was going to say, can this be the start of something? That the victory against Wigan was huge last week, but coming on the road, getting a point against a side who, like you say, have had a change in manager, can this be the start of something, do you feel?
Yeah, we do, but we want to really kick on now. You know, if you'd said before the Wigan game last week, with Wigan at home, Blackpool away, that we'd pick up 4 points, we probably would have been delighted with that, but we need to keep that momentum going now. You know, we've got another game on Tuesday night against a team that's in and around us. And all our efforts have got to go in getting 3 points in that and really creating a little bit of a gap between us and the bottom.
And you can have a bit of consistency now in team selection-wise, can't you? I know you said it was going to be a difficult decision to have to drop somebody from last week to bring Billy in.
It was, and, you know, probably Billy might have started in the bench today if Harry Forrester had been fit, you know, because the team that played last week were excellent. That decision was made for me. But, you know, now Billy's got 90 minutes under his belt, he's only going to get better. Likewise, Gabby Thomas, you know, it's only his second game. Young Hubby coming back in, third game after being injured. Abdou Mieti's third game and Billy's first game. You know, so once we get these players really up and running and up to speed fitness-wise for a match, we're really positive about where we're going to go for the rest of the season.
But that consistency can be key, can't it? Having the same four players in the back line in front of your goalkeeper and then the same four in midfield as well, it can be key.
It is, and we've seen that in the first 12 games of the season where we picked up points and we're sitting mid-table, you know, and I always be able to pick a consistent system and a consistent team. Now, hopefully all the injuries are behind us and we can really kick on now.
Are you still wanting to add to the squad then? There's under a week left now of the transfer window.
No, we're happy. We're happy with what we've got. You know, if somebody does come out the blue that we feel is going to improve us, we'll have a look at it. But at the minute, you know, with Rob Jones, Paul Quinn back in the squad today, Harry Forrester looking as if he might be fit for Tuesday. You know, I've got a strong squad to pick from, which I'm delighted with.
And Billy was the main aim. He's come in, an instant impact. He must be delighted.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, I'm delighted for the fans that came today because, you know, they said when they signed it, they love Billy and Billy loves them. And for him to get the goal and go and celebrate in front of them, because they were magnificent today, our fans.